talking woodworking projects.
I found my project.
Oh.
How cool is that?
I thought you were going to make mom a guitar.
A double reed duck call hardware wing lock call set.
You're going to start your own duck commander line?
I will buy a lathe to build that. I will build my first $250 duck call.
I don't even use the wood duck call I have from Grandpa. Yeah, no, that's
just an antique now.
Yeah, that's in glass. Don't touch. Jim has called in a couple times to share his project. Jim, tell us what you've got.
Hello, I have my former brother-in-law, who we call Uncle Gary, built a oak crib for my firstborn. Now it is now the bed for my granddaughter.
Yeah.
Oh man.
It's a family heirloom.
It is a family heirloom, and it was hand built.
How cool is that, Jim? Thank you so much for taking the time and sharing that family story. That's the impression I wanted to push on the Arizona Homeowners Day. You can create that kind of a memory yet this season, and you can do that by getting into the Rockler Woodworking and Hardware Store at Tatum and Thunderbird. Woodworker's Source has a couple locations throughout Phoenix.
And Tucson.
Is there one in Tucson?
There is. There's a Woodworker's Source in Tucson.
Okay. And if you're located in any other region that doesn't make any of those locations convenient, just get to rockler.com. A double reed duck call. That's my legacy piece. I'm going to go buy a lathe just so I can make each one of my boys and grandsons a duck call.
I'm waiting for it.
All right.
I'll be waiting for
all
it.
All right.
Now, let's talk glue. You used to always see the Elmer's wood glue. Mm-hmm. Now there's one with a duck on it that you see in a lot of places. I think it's called Hold Tight. A Gorilla Glue's come along recently. Do y'all have a preference, one glue over another?
No, it really, I think, boils down to the application and everything. Probably the yellow glue is probably the one I use the most. The old carpenter, not old, but the carpenter's glue, which is actually kind of a step up from the white glue we used to use in school and so forth.
Now, let's talk gluing technique, because inevitably for me, and I'm not a woodworking craftsman by any means, but it seems like I either don't put enough on and I take the clamps off and it falls apart, or I've put too much on and the glue squeezes out of the joints, I wipe it off, and if you ever try and stain over where glue has touched your finished project, you always see that imperfection.
Yeah, and it is a little bit, although, you know, it's better to put too much, let me put it this way, it's probably better to put too much on than too little. Because if you don't put enough on, the joint may be starved. The main thing usually especially with these yellow glues is, or any of these type of glues that take a while to set up, is you need to clamp them tight and let them set for usually 15, 20 minutes or so. As far as the glue, the squeeze out, particularly around joints, I just usually just use a wet, damp rag and just work at it. There are some glues now, the yellow glues that have, the carpenter's glues that have, or woodworking glue that have, fluorescent. So you can actually, if you have a black light, you can actually put it on there afterwards and see if there's still any there.
What?
Because you're right.
A little off here.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, if you don't get it all off, and it's easier, I think, different people have different opinions. If it's a joint, flat board, sometimes it's easier to let it dry and scrape it off.
Romy, go to line three real quick. Charles is calling with something this is another new word for my dictionary. I don't even know what it is. Charles, we're running real tight on time. What's your craft idea?
Okay, well, my wife does pyrography. It's pyrography. What it is actually taking what looks like a soldering iron or soldering pencil type of device that burns the images into the wood permanently. She burns people's portraits, people's pet portraits in honor of pets that have passed. She made one great big project for one of our friends, which was a Christmas lighthouse.
Wow. Well, we're only going to ask one favor. Charles, we'd like you to go ahead and email us a picture of your wife's handiwork to info@rosieonthehouse.com. We'd love to take a look at it. That's a great idea. Now, you need to be an artist for that, right?
Well, it takes a little bit more skill, pyrography. But, you know, again, you can start simple. Pyrography is almost kind of an extension of wood carving.
Okay.
So,
all right. Fantastic. Pat Jones of Rockler Store number 18. Appreciate you taking time on this Saturday to come in and join us in the studio and share some ideas for people to create gifts that will create a memory of a lifetime.
And you'll also have classroom, give a lot of sessions.
Absolutely. We have classes really throughout the week, a lot of them on weekends, but some during the week too.
Folks, we hope this has given you an idea that you might just implement creating that memory this particular year for the holiday season. Do something for me here at Rosie on the House. If you've been blessed these 3 hours, pay it forward. Find somebody else in your life that needs a blessing and provide it. What a wonderful